Morning Show with Brock and Hunter. Only on Rock 107 WIRX. Everything that rocks.
Usually this is where Hunter does his big intro for the Bulls, but he's not here. Can you do it, Kiki?
I saw him. I just know he did
it's
this,
and now.
This growl that yeah. he builds up to. And now.
That is, that's not good. That's not good. You hurt yourself on that one. There you go. Anyway, we'll leave that to Hunter. We'll let him handle that. So we'll miss out on this. Anyway, it is the Plan B Morning Show. It's 8:20. Let's get to it. Your WTF.
This is WTF of the day on the Plan B Morning Show.
As always, your WTF brought to you by Smith Indoor Garden in Hartford. Smith Indoor Garden. I don't think your mic was on.
Your best buds in the business.
There you go. Nailed it. You did so good. Hey, you know your flatulence is bad when it lands you in court. There's a 35-year-old guy named James Mallett from Kingswood, England, and back in November, he was drunk and taking an Uber to a club. However, he must have got a little worked up because he farted.
Okay, it happens.
The driver told him, hey, get out. You get the hell out.
You're gonna be farting?
James started punching the driver after he said, get out of my car. The driver fought back and broke his finger.
Oh,
James was in court this week and wound up pleading guilty to assault. 6 months suspended sentence, community service, small fine, all because...
How toxic were those flatulence?
Pretty bad. That's got to be pretty bad. You know, you think these Uber drivers, they got to be professional in the sense where like, all right, look, people are going to fart in your car.
Right.
It's just a natural thing. But yeah, if it's so bad... That you're just, you know...
That you asked them to leave?
Yeah.
That must have been bad.
Yeah. Yeah. Kind of like the farts I've been having. Thank God you
can't smell. Crack a window, dude. That's all you got to do. Crack a window.
And here's the thing. Look.
Maybe he hotboxed him.
Yeah, he Dutch ovened him.
He Dutch ovened him.
Oh, no. He Dutch Ubered him. That's terrible. That's the one thing I've learned from you that you still don't do enough of. Because when you fart in the car,
Why are we talking about this?
You wait till after you let it rip before you roll down the window. Like, you let it stew.
Talking about this. I don't want to talk about it.
Because you think that your farts don't stink.
They don't.
So what you do is you let one rip, and then all of a sudden I'm like, oh, God. Really? You got to preemptively roll down that window, Kiki.
I don't know what you're talking about. I never do that.
Come on. Some of your rip-roaring farts. I just spent a week in the car with you on our trip around the lake.
It must have been with someone else.
It wasn't you? It wasn't your farts filling up my truck?
No.
So you got to do a preemptive roll down before you fart.
Yeah,
that helps everyone out.
Yeah, everyone does that. I do that.
Yeah? No, you don't.
I don't fart, though.
Yeah, so it is all roses and potpourri coming out of your butt. No, so just be careful. If you're going to fart in someone's car, don't fight them afterwards because you will get in trouble. Kiki. And keep that in mind.
I'll fight you.
You fight me?
You don't
farting in my truck.